This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefo Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And as we are recording this and as it comes out, it is the month of June 2022. So, happy Pride Month. And I guess in a typical Sminty fashion, this is a bit of a downer of an episode. We do have like a little pick-me-up at the end. So just bear that in mind. Because we wanted to take a look at some things going on in the LGBTQ plus community. And that means we're going to be talking about some negative and potentially triggering things like the wave of anti-trans laws, Don't Say Gay Bill, how overturning Roe v. Wade might impact the gay community. But yeah, there will be a little snippet of happiness. But yeah, totally understand if it's too much right now, if this is just not, if you want your pride to not be this. Got it. And this is going to be pretty US focused, but listeners from around the world, please write in. Please. That would be awesome. Right.
We love input on what's going on because, yeah, sometimes we don't get to see the bigger picture. Unfortunately, thanks to all of the ways that we, the internet can see us and our interests.
It's terrifying, but true.
But it's true. Sorry.
Not wrong.
But yeah, also for those who are not in the queer community, yes, we do have a responsibility to listen. I know sometimes we need to take breaks because there's a lot of bad in the world, but we do have a responsibility when someone or when those in the marginalized communities have put in that work.
Yeah.
Sit back and like take a listen. And unfortunately, yeah, there's a lot of negative things and we need to realize that and that that is a fight for us to be a part of as well.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And I will say I was kind of, this is going to sound strange perhaps, but I was sort of disheartened with how hard it was for me to find information about this stuff, even though it's not happy stuff. I was like, surely this will be easier to track down, and it kind of wasn't. So if you have resources, also, those are always welcome. Great resources. We love. All right. So yeah, let us start with trans rights and a little bit about what's going on in the United States around that. So a recent poll found that a little over 7% of Americans identify as anything other than heterosexual, which is up from previous years. However, all of this has come with a backlash, and as we've been discussing, there has been a substantial and very disheartening wave of anti-trans laws across the country. Several causing trans people and their families to relocate to a different state if they have the means to do so. As of May 2022, 320 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced in the U.S. Compared to just 41 in all of 2018. Mm. Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons for that. The backlash, but also like conservatives really love identity politics and sort of these like, they can stir up anger or fear around things like this. But yeah, there's a lot of pieces you can read about why this is going on.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. let's briefly go over a few. Let's all take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And here we go. So as of now, 17 states have laws banning trans students from playing sports at their schools. Arkansas passed a law prohibiting certain types of gender-affirming care, a law that was temporarily banned after the ACLU sued, but other states have similar laws pending, including Ohio, Illinois, Idaho, and Arizona.
Right. And I guess we kind of timestamped this, but just to put it out there, a lot of this is changing pretty rapidly. So, just to keep that in mind, some of this might have changed.
Georgia has some laws that already went through, so yes.
Yeah, and we're going to touch on Alabama, what's going on in Alabama in a second. So yeah, just to put that out there. In February 2022, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered that authorities investigate parents who allowed certain types of healthcare procedures for their children, procedures clearly associated with trans children. He labeled these procedures as forms of, quote, child abuse, in part claiming they cause sterilization, and called on Texans to come forward with any suspicions that this was going on with people that they knew or perhaps don't know. Legal scholars say that this is an unprecedented act on Abbott's part, and medical experts have repeatedly shut down this whole idea of sterilization and child abuse when it comes to gender-affirming medical care. In fact, gender-affirming care has been approved by the American Medical Association, the American Psychological Association, and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Many trans folks have shared their struggles with gender dysmorphia and suicidal ideation, and how gender-affirming care literally saved their lives and helps them with things like depression. So this is just so uninformed and hurtful and damaging.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that Abbott's order was non-binding, not long after, a lawsuit was filed against a family with a 16-year-old trans person, and investigators showed up at their house and asked to see medical reports. There have been some countersuits, but Texans and others are afraid that it will become law. The Texas legislature has already tried to pass a similar law, and it looks like they're going to try to do it again. So, and it, like we're seeing with abortion, you know, other states take note of this, right, and they try to do the same thing.
Right. And of course, we're not going to talk about the shooting right now, but it is interesting that they are still focusing on anti-trans laws, including the fact that he's trying to ban drag shows,
yeah,
saying that this was harmful and grooming for children, but mm-hmm. yet not guns.
No.
Not the guns.
Never.
Of course not.
mm-hmm.
And then, what's going on in Alabama? Recently, Alabama legislators signed a law with the goal of criminalizing gender-affirming care for young transgender folks, punishing any medical practitioner who prescribe it with up to 10 years in prison. Another law signed around the same time required that trans youth use the bathroom and locker room for the gender they were assigned at birth. And once again, we've already had this in court, and mm-hmm. yet...
Yep.
And yet, but this is also the stipulation that's happening, and we're going to talk about it soon, but the fact that overturning another Supreme Court statute, Roe versus Wade, it kind of leads up to opening that yep. whole ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So after all of this, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released a statement reiterating that doctors are not required to share confidential medical information when it comes to gender-affirming care. And once again, it's really, really hypocritical about the fact about this disclosing of medical records, you know, especially when it
right.
came to, I don't know, a certain shot, booster shots that could save lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I was reading this, like, I mean, it's atrocious, but also, aren't we like, you can't share medical records? Isn't
what happened
like
to
a whole
that?
Thing?
yeah. Oh yeah, the hypocrisy is amazing.
Yes, yes. And to briefly touch on what you mentioned, Samantha, we're not going to go into this too in depth, but yeah, we have seen just so much hateful and damaging rhetoric lately. And just for one example, Georgia candidate Herschel Walker claimed something was wrong with the Texas shooter because he dressed in women's clothes, which was a fake story circulated on 4chan, I believe. And, you know, like, either way, it's neither here nor there. But yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene chimed in on this too, saying the killer was a cross-dressing loner, claiming straight people were going extinct and Pride Month needed to end and flying pride flags at U.S. embassies should be illegal, calling trans people terrorists. Things like these directives and legislations have only added fuel to anti-trans sentiments and made trans folks and their families feel like they had to hide for their safety. And trans violence has always been a problem, and it's on the rise. And we've talked about that. We've talked about that before, but like rhetoric like this is just making it so much worse.
And when it comes down to the fact, this is not about protecting anyone. It is almost a thinly veiled statement of genocide.
Yeah.
Let's just be very real.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ooh.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Okay, and then we need to talk about the passing of this so-called Don't Say Gay bill, which bans the teaching of anything around sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten to third grade in Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who signed the law, has scoffed at it being called the Don't Say Gay bill, but it comes with this section, quote, "Classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade three or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards." So, this also allows for parents to sue if they think that this is in any way being violated. And because of that vague wording, it has already led to confusion and fear, which means that even outside of third grade, teachers are hesitating to share materials related to LGBTQ plus issues because, you know, age appropriate could be wildly interpreted based on whoever's making the argument. Even worse, some books have already been banned and some books have been burned. Book burning. Other states, like North Carolina, are trying to pass their own versions of this bill. And yes, we are seeing a similar thing with CRT, which we've talked about briefly. And so, like, there have been a lot of heartbreaking stories and videos shared by teachers and even young students who feel like they can't talk about their parents who are in a gay relationship. And it's teaching shame to children. It's teaching them that this is wrong, that they feel like they can't be themselves or they can't be open about people in their lives. It stigmatizes the LGBTQ plus community. And it has also been upsettingly sexualized by some proponents of it. DeSantis's secretary called it the anti-grooming bill. Quote, if you're against the anti-grooming bill, you are probably a groomer, or at least you don't denounce the grooming of 4 to 8-year-old children. Which is gross.
Right. Which, by the way, the people who are most likely sexualizing children are heterosis people who really think it's cute to couple up children based on gender. So literally like, oh, these two are boyfriend, girlfriend, how cute.
Right.
The level, and I say this as a person who do believe this is a normal thing, but the way that people dismiss children's actions when they curiously start pointing at each other and like, that's mm-hmm. boobies, that's a penis, like saying things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how easily they'll excuse this when yeah. it's like, this is sexualization. I don't mm-hmm. know if you understand what's going on, but this is right. exactly what you're talking about as being inappropriate. And it's typically led, again, because of heterosis people in general.
Yeah.
And religious people that think it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
So that's yeah. a whole different conversation. And again, that's like the whole touching, that's a whole thing. We won't get into mm-hmm. it. There's a lot of controversy in that conversation. But again, we have allowed for some of the things to say, this is okay, this is normal, versus, oh, I don't like this, this is grooming, which is interesting
right.
How they're going to categorize this. Also, I did see, and I'm not sure the results of this, and I don't know how far it went, someone needs to tell me, that a person came out to banning the Bible, saying this is not age appropriate, and willing to sue for it. So mm-hmm. I think they brought it up, and I can't remember, I know someone out there knows, they mm-hmm. brought it up during one of the meetings, the parent-teacher meetings, or council meetings, as saying this needs to be banned. If it's not, I'm going to sue because it's inappropriate. It has rape, it has incest, it has murder. All of yeah. that is true. And so I would love to hear if anyone's got a result or if it's pending or if they dismiss it because, again, they are hypocrites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have a episode coming up kind of exploring more into that, Monday mini coming up, looking into that a little bit more soon. But it's also kind of like, I mean, not only does it show like, you don't understand how queer people work. Because I guess
right.
the idea here is you think that they're being radicalized into being queer, that straight people will be extinct in 5 generations. It's also like, it's kind of like what we talked about with the in bisexuality, in the bisexual episode. And something I experienced when I would tell people I'm bisexual was, it's like you're immediately sexualized. That means you'll have sex with anybody. And it's, I don't know. I feel like I need a psychologist to just sit down and explain to me this thought process because I think there's a lot of messed up things going on.
Well, in yourself or other people?
In other people.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
No.
Okay,
I think I know.
I needed that clarification because
the way
you were like going
Sorry.
Around your own head confused me
gotcha.
On this video level.
Yeah.
However, yeah, no, I absolutely agree. Like when we come into conversations about this and pretending like it doesn't exist, and by the way, let's once again talk about how dangerous this narrative is when we talk about grooming, because for the longest time, people didn't know what it was.
Yep.
We finally got onto a track of understanding it, and now we're overusing it to the fact that children are going to be confused, thinking grooming can only happen if you're queer, which is mm-hmm. really dumb, because that's not true in any way or form. Kind of like the same boogeyman theory of we're not really being violated if we know them. Kind of
yeah.
same thing. And this is that same perpetuated level of how we're confusing children and trying to understand the truth because we have become so desensitized and this has become so politicized that
yep.
we are no longer able to do what we need to do and to really protect children.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like feeding them. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, and that's a great point. And as mentioned, there is an episode coming up on Monday Mini where we're going to look into that a bit more. But it's like what we talked about in the sex trafficking episode with Bridget, where mostly conservatives are sort of co-opting this issue and confusing it and actually hurting people by doing that. People who are actually affected.
And again, they have weaponized it. And we talked about this when you and I were talking about women in QAnon, that they have worked out a way to put fear as the front runner in order to win that conversation without any actual understanding or research.
Yep. Yep. They sure have. Ooh. Well, we did want to talk briefly about Disney, I guess, after some poor responses from the higher-ups around the Don't Say Gay bill. Disney publicly condemned it, and they lost their special economic status that I think they've had for 50 years. Now, should they have had that in the first place? That's a different podcast. I can't tell you. But I can tell you, like, it's messed up that that's what got it taken away.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, but by the way, I don't think they did. I think they have to put it into a vote in legislation. So DeSantis did this whole announcement, but he has no authority to do so. They have to go through a whole process. Now, could he make it happen? Sure. But I think the bigger route is who's going to take away money as per usual and who has power. So essentially, it is a
kind of empty threat.
Yeah, it is a power play and seeing who can outlast whom, but it's about the money, which we know it's about the money. Again, different podcast, as you say.
Yes.
But yeah, it's interesting. And yeah, keep going because I got some thoughts on companies.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of companies like Disney have been called out, not just this year, but many, many years, for selling rainbow merchandise and changing their social media icon to a rainbow while quietly donating millions to anti-LGBTQ plus legislation and politicians. You can find, I found like a chart, if you want to look, which I would recommend, of companies that are doing that. And yeah, I've seen some very problematic company tie-ins already. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like...
There's also individual countries who are celebrating. You're like, kind of like the U.S. Should you really be celebrating? No. Stop it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this whole conversation about, look what happened when the Religious Freedom Bill happened all across the country at one point in time. The way they were stopped at that point in time was because businesses and organizations threatened to pull out of these areas. So Georgia, once again, because that's the, you know, forefront for me living in Georgia, as the Religious Freedom Bill, quote unquote, came about, was an absolutely anti-LGBTQ plus community bill trying to stop queerness, like it can. And all of these companies, Hollywood in itself, said, we're going to pull out. We are a multi-billion dollar company, have made y'all money. And it stopped the bill. At that point in time, our governor, who was not Kemp, was like, you know, no, no, I would never let this happen. I would never let this happen. And the bill died. Interestingly, no such rhetoric has happened since then. Disney had to be pushed into saying something after they're like, it's not a big deal. No, 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 no. Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. I'm so sorry to, you know, dismiss your concerns. But we have so many anti-LGBTQ bills, anti-trans bills, you know, anti-women bills, and no company, all the companies, including one we are very familiar with, who is quartered in Texas, have yet to say anything. And yes, believe me, the hypocrisy and how we feel, we have a lot of feelings. We have a lot of feelings.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been heartbreaking and inspiring to see, like, you know, employees at Disney or teachers in Florida or like have these kind of open messages and just being really heartfelt and why it's hurtful and bad and why it matters that a company does have that power and can do that, can get a bill killed that shouldn't be there. Of course, there's the flip side, which is also freaky, but, you know, this is becoming a whole different thing. But I think it's also the, like, We've talked about that so many times, but just, you know, oh, look, my icon is rainbow colored. I'm supporting you, but you're giving this money to not that.
You're literally just profiting off of something when you're not really caring. And we've seen that too often when something is tokenized to benefit you. And it is abhorrent. I hope that you stub your toe.
A stub toe is no laughing matter. I shouldn't laugh.
I know.
Okay. All right. Something else that's not a laughing matter is potentially overturning the legalization of gay marriage in the U.S. because of what's going on with the potential overturning of Roe v. Wade. Justice Alito, who penned the draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade, also dissented on the decision legalizing gay marriage. So that's not good. A lot of gay folks have spoken out about how this feels so destabilizing for them, that the legality of their relationship could just suddenly be revoked. And we're planning on talking about this in a different episode, but there is, of course, discussion and disagreement in the gay community around gay marriage and whether or not marriage as a whole institution is something that needs to be completely broken down and built back up. But we cannot deny marriage comes with no small amount of legal benefits in the U.S., especially around children.
Right. And the Supreme Court is also set to decide on a case in which a wedding website designer wants to refuse to design for gay couples because it's against their religion, which many are calling discrimination, which I believe it is. And all of this, everything we're talking about, has had a measurable effect on mental health, especially for young people. And yeah, those numbers are really scary. According to some research from the Trevor Project, 45% of the LGBTQ plus community have seriously considered suicide in the last year. And as in fact, the numbers are jumping about the needs for mental health access for the LGBTQ community. But sadly enough, they're afraid to get because being out means they are a target.
Yeah.
And we all already know there's a lot of phobia in that world and within its own world. And then let's not talk about, you know, if you're a person of color, what does that look like? If you're, you know, what area are you from? Are you from the suburbs of Georgia where you feel like you don't have friends?
Yeah. It is really frightening. And I mean, like going back to the anti-trans laws that they're trying to pass or the directive in Texas. Yeah, like you said, then maybe you're too afraid to get help because authorities could literally come after you. And these numbers, I mean, 45%, and that's probably underreported, is...
Oh, right.
That's significant.
That's huge. Just as well as the fact that, again, the grooming rhetoric, which has been exponentially placed out there and is just being veiled over all of the queer community, that in itself is a danger. We know what happens when terms like that, when it comes to children, what it does. And we've seen what happens when someone with a history of violence in general, typically towards the marginalized community, get angry and think they're doing a just fight.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to mention here, we're not going to go too deep into it, but there's been a lot of damaging, irresponsible reporting around monkeypox in the queer community, which came up a lot in the articles that were like, please stop doing this. It's just hurting. It's making everything worse. So we did promise some good stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff. So, you know, I love some good entertainment. 12% of series regulars in television shows, I'm not even sure if that's correct anymore, like streaming shows, are queer, which is still a small number, but it is up. Some new and exciting representation we're seeing in things like Our Flag Means Death, which I have a little happy hour planned on to talk about soon. Stranger Things, because you have Robin, but a lot of people are talking about Will. Potentially. I don't know. We'll see. But please let us know if there are others that you listeners are really into. Because that is, like I said, I find joy in these things. It makes me happy. And I would love to hear I would love to hear if I'm missing any like amazing one. 184 LGBTQ plus politicians were elected into office in 2021, which is up. And we know that that does impact policy, as we talked about with abortion and the relationship between women in office and abortion. So keep an eye on that. But yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of, as bad as things are on the federal level, when it comes to the individual, we have seen amazing stories of love and support. And that's, of course, what we want to constantly see. And yeah, we know that media does a great job. Oh, God, we're media. big media does a great job in highlighting the worst, biggest news. But we do want to take that time to know that there are some amazing things and people are still good people. There are still good people out there, our listeners being some of them,
yeah,
that truly have been fighting and continue to fight. And as scary as the world is, there are people who are out there going to rebel against the system to protect others. And that is always something to remember. You're not alone.
No, no. We see you. We love you. You can always contact us. And the, yeah, if you're from somewhere around the world and you want to share what's going on where you are, if there are resources we should call out, people we should call out, victories we should call out, characters we should focus on, talk about, all of that. We want it all. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
We love you, Christina.
We do. I love how aggressively you said that.
Yeah, and that's how I do.
I love it. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.